Law 14. The penalty kick. The penalty kick. A penalty kick is awarded against a team that commits one of the 10 offenses for which a direct free kick is awarded inside its own penalty area and while the ball is in play. A goal may be scored directly from a penalty kick. Additional time is allowed for a penalty kick to be taken at the end of each half or at the end of periods of extra time. Position of the ball and the players. The ball must be placed on the penalty mark. The player taking the penalty kick must be properly identified. The defending goalkeeper must remain on his goal line, facing the kicker, between the goalposts until the ball has been kicked. The players other than the kicker must be located inside the field of play, outside the penalty area, behind the penalty mark, at least 9.15 meters, 10 yards, from the penalty mark. Procedure. After the players have taken positions in accordance with this law, the referee signals for the penalty kick to be taken. The player taking the penalty kick must kick the ball forward. He must not play the ball again until it has touched another player. The ball is in play when it is kicked and moves forward. When a penalty kick is taken during the normal course of play, or time has been extended at halftime or full time to allow a penalty kick to be taken or retaken, a goal is awarded if, before passing between the goalposts and under the crossbar, the ball touches either or both of the goalposts and slash, or the crossbar and slash, or the goalkeeper. The referee decides when a penalty kick has been completed. Infringements and sanctions. If the referee gives the signal for a penalty kick to be taken, and, before the ball is in play, one of the following occurs. The player taking the penalty kick infringes the laws of the game. The referee allows the kick to be taken. If the ball enters the goal, the kick is retaken. If the ball does not enter the goal, the referee stops play, and the match is restarted with an indirect free kick to the defending team from the place where the infringement occurred. The goalkeeper infringes the laws of the game. The referee allows the kick to be taken. If the ball enters the goal, a goal is awarded. If the ball does not enter the goal, the kick is retaken. A teammate of the player taking the kick infringes the laws of the game. The referee allows the kick to be taken. If the ball enters the goal, the kick is retaken. If the ball does not enter the goal, the referee stops play, and the match is restarted with an indirect free kick to the defending team from the place where the infringement occurred. A teammate of the goalkeeper infringes the laws of the game. The referee allows the kick to be taken. If the ball enters the goal, a goal is awarded. If the ball does not enter the goal, the kick is retaken. A player of both the defending team and the attacking team infringe the laws of the game. The kick is retaken. If, after the penalty kick has been taken, the kicker touches the ball again, except with his hands, before it has touched another player, an indirect free kick is awarded to the opposing team, the kick to be taken from the place where the infringement occurred. See Law 13, Position of Free Kick. The kicker deliberately handles the ball before it has touched another player. A direct free kick is awarded to the opposing team, to be taken from the place where the infringement occurred. See Law 13, Position of Free Kick. The ball is touched by an outside agent as it moves forward. The kick is retaken. The ball rebounds into the field of play from the goalkeeper, the crossbar, or the goalposts, and is then touched by an outside agent. The referee stops play. Play is restarted with a dropped ball at the place where it touched the outside agent, unless it touched the outside agent inside the goal area, in which case the referee drops the ball on the goal area line parallel to the goal line at the point nearest to where the ball was located when play was stopped.